What is up, everybody? We are back with the BMW Championship, the top 50 in the FedEx Cup, duking it out at Olympia Fields in Chicago, trying to get into the Tour Championship down at Eastlake. So we got it covered for you. We got this course. It is intense. I love it. We had a duel here back in 2020. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into how we're going to build lineups this week. Look at the research station. Look at FanDuel. Look at DraftKings. We got it all here. Listen up. DFS Army, Dead by Noon podcast. Let's go. What up, everybody? It's your boy, Josh Thomas, aka DFS Up North, with another Dead by Noon PGA podcast. This week, we are talking about the BMW Championship. This is the second FedEx Cup playoff event, and we are getting down to it, everybody. The Tour Championship is next week in Eastlake for all the marbles, and we've got 50 guys teeing it up this week, trying to get into the top 30 so that they can tee it up there. These guys already, though, have some pretty serious status for next year. They are all into the elevated events next year, which is a pretty big deal for some of these guys, as for most of their career they've kind of been bubble players. So but it gets even thicker here. Guys are getting into it. We're trying to make cases for the Ryder Cup, and it's a really tough course this week, so I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great course. We're going to get into it here, but before we do that, if you are not a DFS Army VIP, use that code up north. That gets you 10% off VIP membership at DFS Army for life. Hold on. Pause. Timeout. Nope. Scratch that. I might even change the banner. I got to change the banner down here. We got to get this fixed, because guys, we've got the best offer going on right now, in basically the history of mankind. We've never offered it this big of a discount. We've done 50% off your first month, things like that. But right now, guys, this ticker's coming up right now. Save it, scroll it across the bottom. Let's go. 25% off. Use the code NFL2023. You get 25% off, not just your first month, for life. So really, we've never done that before. The most I've ever seen is, I think at one point we might have been 15 or 20. I've been here a long time, but normally it's 10% off for life. But use that code NFL2023. We're psyched about the new website. We're psyched about all the changes rolling out. And guys, we just had our NFL meeting last night. I am so stoked for what is coming. I don't want to say that we're going to be printing money, but we're gonna be printing money. I'm fired up. So showdown, everything, we're ready to go. And you know what? PGA keeps rolling into the fall too, and we've crushed the fall swing for the last however many years since I've been here. We've had a lot of success, especially getting some of those new guys coming off the KFT and jumping on them early. So use that code NFL2023. You get 25% off VIP monthly membership to DFS Army, and yeah, it's unreal. So let's get into it here. Oh, we're on DraftKings. I'm not there yet. We got to talk about the course. All right. 2023 BMW Championship PGA Course. I just still can't get over how good our website looks. But yeah, it's pretty intense. So we are at Olympia Fields Country Club North Course, founded in 1915. It's a Willie Park Jr. par 70, about 7,300 yards. It is going to play long. They've had some rain. It is going to be a long course. Narrow fairways, thick rough, good bunkering, fast undulating greens. Willie Park Jr., Scottish golfer, golf course architect, won the Open Championship twice back about a million years ago when they used featheries. But yeah, it's average greens 5,238. So kind of right in the middle. Acres of fairway 20.7. We're talking about bent and poa greens this week, so get your bent grass and poa green guys in your lineup. Bluegrass and the rough should be very thick and lush. John Rahm came out today. Let me get there. DJ and John Rahm, back in 2020 when they played here, the course was a beast. He shot 75 in the opening rounds, then went 71, 66, 64. The final round, 64, was absolutely unreal. One at 6 under. Only 5 guys shot under par in 2020. Mark Leishman shot plus 30 for the week. Guys only hit about 48% of the fairways in reg, plus 1.82. So guys averaged almost plus 2 per round here. Insane, right? Rahm had 66-foot putt for birdie. dropped it in the hole. Like, I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was, it was right after COVID, or like right during COVID. It was insane. It was a super fun event. Rom says, though, that he doesn't think the course is going to play as tough this year. He doesn't think they will set it up as US Open style, but I think like a conservative number would be, you know, we got 50 guys in the field. If 15 to 20 guys are under par, I think that'll be really, really good. I think we're going to see a winning score this week around minus 10, minus 11, something like that. Olympia Fields has hosted a bunch of other events. 2003 US Open, Jimmy Furyk won it. So, you know what? I mean, obviously they've lengthened the course since then, but that sort of guy who's going to hit fairways and greens is going to do well here, right? And we'll look at kind of who played well here in 2020 in a second in the research station. But yeah, 2015 amateur, Bryson DeChambeau won. Skinny Bryson, not Tank Bryson. I got some of the guys in here, but really what we're looking for this week are guys who are fairly accurate off the tee. But since everybody is going to be missing fairways, I think that we can look at something like strokes gained off the tee to take to just get a better idea. Good iron players as usual, good short games, guys who are strategic, mentally tough, adaptable to conditions, but a guy like John Rahm, right? And you'll see when we look at, you know, kind of who has played well here over the years. Right now, the weather doesn't look crazy. It does look like a little windy on Thursday, but with only 50 guys in the field, it's a no cut event. We're not dealing with a lot of, you know, we're not going to see a big wave advantage. So if we were to go to our BMW research station, which is what we have here on the side, this is something that our DFS Army VIPs get every week. If you are not a DFS Army VIP, again, use that code NFL2023 and get access to this. Even if you just do a month, right? A month gets you through the first week of NFL. But we can see, you know, kind of, let's see how guys did here back in 2020. Look at course history. We don't have a ton. But Rory was 12th. Scotty was 20th. John Rahm won. Patrick Cantlay 12th. Victor Hovland struggled. Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa, who are two of my core plays this week, finished kind of middle of the pack. Guys that struggled, Max Homa. You know, but Homa was in 2020. You got to remember that Max Homa was not the Max Homa who he is today, though his recent form is starting to show signs of life. Really, really playing well, 6th, 10th, 12th after kind of a struggle of about a month or two, three months ago. Coincidentally, when he had a baby. Some other guys that maybe pop here, Finau was 5th, Fitzy was 6th, Brian Harman even played well here, 12th, Jason Day struggled, 64th, almost dead last. This was a top 70 in ties last time, or top 70 in the FedEx Cup were here last time, not the top 50. JT Poston struggled, but Benny Ahn weirdly had a fantastic event. Brendan Todd, 8th. That's kind of the guy that I'm looking at and going, okay, this sort of player can have some success here. So what I said a little bit ago is, right, like, let's look at off the tee. We'll go last 25 rounds. Who is crushing it off the tee? And do we expect them to have some success here? So guys like Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay, Benny Ahn, Rory McIlroy, Siwoo Kim, Tommy Fleetwood. Over our last 25 rounds, those guys have been really good. All right. Now, do any of them have a halfway decent short game? And the answer is that the only one of those top guys that really does is you know, Tommy Fleetwood, right? Been putting really, really well. So no cut events. Who plays well in these no cut events? I think that this is something that we can always look at. So Cantlay, McIlroy, Rahm, Scheffler all have been pretty good here. Any cheap guys? Sahith, right? Man, Sahith's been bad. He's been so bad. But I'm very intrigued by his short game. This stretch was really not good. But you look at that 13th last week, maybe he's starting to figure it out. I don't love his driving accuracy. Another thing that we can look at this week is we know that, like, if this is set up tough, double bogey or worse percentage, that's something that is unique to DFS Army, can be a good indicator of somebody who's going to do well here. So guys like Russell Henley, weirdly Rory McIlroy, he's a guy who I think in my head makes more double bogeys than he does. But Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm, but then guys like Lee Hodges, Lucas Glover, who's been on a heater, Colin Morikawa, who I like a lot this week. Guys like that have been successful here. Oops, I did not mean to click that. One thing that we do have here that is sort of interesting at DFS Army is our stat cruncher. And I haven't talked about this in a while, so we will right now. But what we can do is basically this is like you can create your own model to build lineups, right? And you can see on the side here, we've got, you know, 228 rounds of Scottie Scheffler in there, 179 rounds of Rory McIlroy. So it's a pretty good sample size. All right. And, you know, our headers around the top are what are their odds, right? What are their odds to win? You know, field rank over their last 15. So what percentage of the field have they beaten over their last 15 after the last 20? Field rank Y is going to tell us no cut event, made cut percentage, which we don't care about this week. And really Taco comes in, who is our research station maven here. He comes in and looks at all of these and kind of sets it up on how, not vanilla, but how he would sort of just off the top of his head kind of go about doing this. So you can set this up however you want. Like for me, I am less concerned about last 25 and more concerned. Why can't I change this? There we go. I'm going to say I'm less concerned about long-term form right now because it's the playoffs. I am more concerned about this. And you can change the weights to however you want. I think driving accuracy is more important than driving distance this week. Greens and regulation, fantasy points gained, strokes gained off the tee. You know, always important. But as you go to like 50, you are kind of just doubling down on the same data. I do think that strokes gained around the green is more important this week. I think you need to, and strokes gained around the green is always a little tricky. I think strokes gained putting is also important this week, or importanter than it normally is. But it's something that it gets so hot that I'm less concerned about long-term putting form. And then grass type, I think, is always maybe even more important than anything else. So I'm at 97. I could add a few more points here. I would likely just throw these in the strokes gained approach buckets, because I think that's always a good indicator of who is going to do well here. And now if we sort this all, it's not really going to change it that much. But we can see that Kurt Kitayama is my dead last player in the field. And my top player in the field is going to be Scotty. You know, obviously it's going to go in terms of sort of the salary too, because the guys at the top of the salary scale are always going to rate out really well. So what you want to do is when you look through here is, okay, where are there big differences? Like there's a big gap from Scotty to anybody else. So, and I think we're in a buy low spot on Scotty. So I really do like Scotty this week, but for me, kind of what pops here is I like these guys in this like lower 10K range are not that different than like a Rom, Cantlay, even Hovland, right? So Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, I love this week. Hatton at 9,000, love that. I think Hatton's been playing some just outstanding golf. Makes a lot of sense. As you kind of go down, is there anybody else that's popping here? Russell Henley has been playing just outstanding golf. You know, kind of coming down a little bit further, is there Lee Hodges at 6,100 is probably the first really cheap guy that pops off the page for me, followed by like Svensson, Eric Cole, Brandon Todd. And not a huge difference in you look in the total result pointage for these guys. So it's just an interesting way that you guys can go about and utilize potentially some of the tools that we have here at DFS Army. So let's get into, I'm going to build a couple of lineups here real quick on just to, just filling up as we go. Just to look at sort of each site and how you can go about your builds on each site, because it is a no cut. It is a little bit different than normal. So on FanDuel, I want to see the first thing I'm always going to look at on FanDuel because of the softer pricing is, okay, how many studs can I rack up into my lineup? We go boom, boom, boom at the top. I come to the bottom. I think Svensson, we said, is not bad. I really like Adam Schenck this week. And then you could play like, that's not a terrible lineup. So you can pretty much do whatever you want on FanDuel this week. But again, these three guys at the top, if you're going to play this lineup, they got to be, essentially all in the top five this week. And I think that's more of a popular build. So my favorite strategy this week is to, like I said, kind of hammer these guys in the middle, like a Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele. I don't even mind eating like a Tommy Fleetwood here. Hatton is much more appropriately priced on FanDuel, so I'll probably get most of my exposure to Hatton over on DraftKings. But as we go over here, there's some, we said we really like Corey Connors this week, right? That makes a lot of sense. I think Cam Davis has been overachieving this week. I'm pretty high on him. As we go down, I like guys like Eric Cole and Brendan Todd. I said that a little bit ago. Lee Hodges, let's put him in there. He rates out pretty well for me this week. I think Chris Kirk's going to be pretty high owned. And now we get Sung Jae Im. Let's go. Can I change Hodges out for anybody? Don't love my choices here. I'd play a Svensson, but that just like, and that's the thing too, is you go to Svensson. Well, now that completely changes my lineup. And Adam Svensson just had a weird week last week. Had a week where, I think that's a much better lineup. And that's what you got to do sometimes. Obviously, if you use the optimizer, things like that, it's going to build that for you likely. But sometimes, for me at least, just going through and building it in my, as we just did there in my head, can help me realize like, oh, yeah, I can build a better lineup this way. So, I really like this lineup. Svensson had a weird week. He's typically a very good putter. He lost over 5 strokes putting last week, which is super rare for him. If we look back at the copy of our research station and I go to strokes gained putting and Adam Svensson over here, this is on the DraftKings pricing. But you can see like this red week is outrageous, right? You can see this right here. I'm highlighting it because this is more typical of him. Right. He's not like the world's best putter, but this like -2.5, -1.6, -2.5 is not what we are typically seeing out of an Adam Svensson. So I really like Adam Svensson this week. So this is more of the strategy that I'm going with on FanDuel this week. If we go over to DraftKings, that changes a little bit. Again, let's start out with my two core pieces here. Let's go Schauffele and Colin Morikawa. And again, Schauffele just hasn't missed a cut in forever. I think that his game really suits this course, whether it plays a little bit easier or plays a little bit harder. I don't think it really matters. I'm really high on him this week, and I just think Colin, I was on him last week. The signs are there that it's coming, all right? It's coming. So I said I was going to get more of my Tyrrell Hatton exposure over here. So this leaves me with about 7,000, but DraftKings this week sneakily went down to 5,500. So we have a few options down here that are really cheap. We just played Svensson on the other side. So let's go like an Eric Cole down here. If we go Adam Schenck, who I really like this week, that lets us get up to somebody like Russell Henley, right? That's a pretty good lineup. If I get rid of Schenck, I can get to like a Brendan Todd. Let's see if I can go anything different here. Put Schenck back in and get to 9,100. Does that get me anybody else? Lucas Glover, like I'm not there. I'm not there on Glover this week. I get it. He's now priced to the point that I need him. I need another top 10. I think the guy's done enough to deserve a spot on the Ryder Cup. I love his game. Barring him just completely S-ing the bed the next 2 weeks, I think he's there. But for me, that's sort of, I'm going to avoid him. I'm going to go underweight, especially when I can get a guy like Tyrrell Hatton right there. The recent form of Glover is great, but even the recent form of Hatton's awesome. Like his long term is so good. That's sort of the build that I'm going for this week. The other one that I think is maybe interesting is just avoiding the tens and avoiding the sixes. You can build some intriguing lineups here. I said I really like Cam Davis. He's been not overperforming, but I think been really pretty good. That gets me to like 7,600. This sort of middle range is going to get forgotten about. We talk about a cerebral kind of player. I really like a guy like Matt Fitzpatrick and then a Taylor Moore, right? This lineup wins if somebody like Hatton wins, Morikawa finishes in the top 5, and Rory, Scheffler, Rahm, Cantlay, like most of those guys, if they finish outside of the top 5, like this is the sort of lineup that is going to win. That's probably a 30% outcome, but I don't mind taking my chances on that, because it's going to be super unique if you build this way. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, please, DFS Army, what are you waiting for? Use that code NFL2023. Gets you 25% off a VIP membership. This is literally the best thing that we've ever done. And I haven't heard how long it's lasting. They could be cutting it off preseason here, but as long as you can get in, get in. Like, subscribe, comment. I appreciate all of that. If you can share my Twitters, things like that, that's great. You can always find me at DFS Up North or in our VIP Discord at DFS Up North as well. Have a fantastic week this week. We'll be back next week with another Dead by Noon PGA podcast. Talk about the Tour Championship and hopefully showing you guys some DFS Army VIP winners from last week. Peace out, everybody. Have a great week.